With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. carried out large-scale strikes against ISIS in Syria. According to U.S. Central Command, the strikes took place around 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time and were part of Operation Hawkeye Strike, ordered by President Trump in response to an ISIS ambush near Palmyra on December 13th that killed two U.S. soldiers and a civilian interpreter. Authorities in Mississippi have charged a 24-year-old man with murder after six people were killed in a series of related shootings Friday night. Reporter Bernie Bennett has details.
Clay County Sheriff Eddie Scott says Derricka Moore shot his father, brother, and uncle at one house before driving to another home and shooting the seven-year-old daughter of a cousin. He then allegedly drove to church and shot the pastor and the pastor's brother. Sheriff Scott said in a Saturday news conference that evidence and witnesses indicate that Moore was the only shooter and no other injuries have been reported. Moore was captured at a police roadblock after an hours-long search. Prosecutors said they plan to seek the death penalty. Moore is expected to be appointed a public defender on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump is calling on oil executives to rush to invest in Venezuela now that Nicolas Maduro has been removed.
One of the reasons you couldn't go in is you had no guarantees, you had no security, but now you have total security. It's a whole different Venezuela, and Venezuela is going to be very successful.
Economist Steve Moore says Maduro's capture opens up new horizons for the people of Venezuela.
You have a country that, you're quite right, became a fairly wealthy country and a robust middle class. And today in Venezuela, 80%, 8 out of 10 Venezuelans live in poverty, and almost half of Venezuelans live in abject poverty, meaning they can barely find enough food to eat.
This is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that aren't always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers have theological training, others do not. And experts worry that they aren't equipped to teach. This is SRN News. GM stocks took a hit Friday after news it's drowning in red ink in its struggling electric vehicle business.
General Motors will be hit with about $6 billion in charges in the fourth quarter. Sales of electric vehicles slowed after the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy EVs and eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit automaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason in the previous quarter. Automakers are being forced to reconsider ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power. The EV tax credit ended in September. The clean vehicle tax credit was worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
GM had been the car maker most committed to phasing out gas-powered engines. More details at srnnews.com.